The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Toriyot, Daf Yud Gimel. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, Daf Yud Beit Amud Beit at the bottom. Kol hatadir mechaviro kodem et chaviro, v'chol hamekudash mechaviro kodem et chaviro. So anything which, the reason that we're bringing this here is because we're about to get to the shayla of what comes first, which of course is a little bit strange in the presentation of the Torah, that the Par Kohen Mashiach is written first, and then the Par Helam Dov Shel Tzibur follows, and then we go to the Nasi. So we want to start with the Dinim of Kedima, just as the Torah here has looked at the Dinim of the Kedima here. And so the first klal is that anything which is brought with greater frequency comes first. And furthermore, Kol HaMekudash Mechaviro, whatever is more Kodesh, is also kadam et chaviro. But then, notwithstanding the previous rules, there is also a specific rule, legabi the par kohen mashiach and the par eida, that if you have now two korbanos to bring, the par of the kohen gadol and the par of the eida, and they're both aimdim now, and we have to decide which one to bring first, the par of the kohen mashiach comes kodam le par eida on all levels, b'chol ma'asav. How do we know, first of all, the rule? What do we have to say, Asher Olat HaTamid? The Olat HaBoker, by definition, is the Olat HaTamid. El, it's got to be coming. I mean, what else is there? Mirte, k'tiv Olat HaBoker. Olat HaTamid, lamali. Must be to tell me, called the Tedira Kadma. V'chol HaMekudash Mechaviro Kodem Et Chaviro, Minolam. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, we find by the Kohen, there's a halacha v'kidashto. And we learn from there, I mean, what are you supposed to do for Kohen? What sense can you give Kiddusha to a Kohen? So we understand that the nature of a kidashto must be merames to something that you can do that is an implication of Kiddusha. And what is that? V'kidashto l'chol davar shebekidusha, liftoach rishon, levarech rishon, litol manayofa rishon, that there's an union of Kiddusha to show Kiddimah. So that Kedima itself is a function of Kedusha. And therefore we come up with this, Kol HaMekudash Mechaviro, we learn out from the din of the Kohen, that it's Kedim Eschaviro. Par Kohen Mashiach, Upar Ha'eda. Minan Emili, how about that? How do we know which one comes first? The Tanur Rabbanan, it says in the Posek, where we're talking about the dinim of the par, of the Tzibur, for some reason, it refers back to the par of the Kohen Mashiach as the primal par, the Rishon. So it says over there, "V'otzia tapar mechutz ha'machaneh v'sarafoto kasher saraf tapar harishon." Why does it call it harishon? Not avlo harishon. Harishon means that it should be indeed Rishon. Here, Rishon kodem lepar ha'ida b'chol ma'asav. The Torah is putting it first. Tanu Rabbanan, par Kohen Mashiach u'par ha'ida omdim. And the Braita puts it very nicely. If you have the par of the Kohen and the par of the Tzibor are both needing to be Korev, the par Kohen Mashiach comes first on all things. So par Kohen Mashiach Kodem L'par Eida B'chol Ma'asav. And this makes a great deal of sense because look, the Kohen Mashiach is the one who does the Kapara. The Eida are the ones who are mit chaprim through his Meisim. So it doesn't make sense that first the person who's going to bring the Kapara, he has to first be Roy. So v'dinu shi'agdim ha'mechaper le'mitchaper. And we find the same thing, by the way, on Yom Kippur. V'chenu omer v'chiper ba'ado va'ad beto va'ad kol ka'al Yisrael. So he does it in that order. At first, he has to be mitvadeh on himself, and then on the kuna, and then they are the ones who are mechaper and the rest of Yisrael. First, take care of yourself. Shotatz b'chatchila. As we might put it elsewhere. Par ha'alim dover shal tzibur comes before the par that is being brought by the Tzibur Favodat Kochavi. My time, huh? Hai Chatat v'hai Ola. Since the Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur is a Chatas. and the part that's brought together with the serve of that kochavim is an olam. And the general rule is v'tanya v'ikrivet asher l'chatat rishona. Now here, when we're talking about a korban olam v'yorid, where you have a pair of birds, where echad l'chatat v'echad l'ola. So there the Torah says, bring the chatas first. Well, you have to bring the chatas first. Not tabat lomar. To tell me that should be first. I mean, I know how to read the pasuk without saying the word rishona. When you say the second one, you're saying the second one, obviously this is the first one. You would have to call it the first one. It's coming out to make a klal. That any chatas that is brought together with an ola, the chatas comes first. The kaimalon, and in fact, la locha, we know that afilu chatata of kodemet lolat beima. It goes so far that even a chatas of that doesn't have the same maila as chatas behema, as olas behema, because there's no ritual of dam and so on and so forth. Nonetheless, even a chatas of is kodemus. Now the question is over here. A moment ago we said chatat kodemet lolat ba'ini mahem, which is mashma only where they're paired, such as the ol of yored. If that would be the case, then indeed, as Rashi tells elsewhere, what is the pairing that we could possibly have between a chatas of and an ola only by a yoledet? Where a yoledet brings an ola that's a behema, but if she can't afford it, she can bring an of as a chatas. Even though there's chatas and ola, but as the Meshech Chochma explains, that's because a mixture of chatas ola of is the equivalent of a chatas behema. Why is that? Because there's no, in the chatas ha'of, there's no basar. So mamela, there's nothing to take the entire place of the chatas behema. Between the chatas ha'of, and then the ola becomes the equivalent of the emurim of the chatas, would have been brought. You have both. It's a brilliant explanation. Okay, but in any event, the chatas there would be kind of, the Rush disagrees. And he says that there's two different issues over here. Where it comes to a pair, so that you have to make sure that you bring it that way. But there's also a halacha of kedima where two things are standing in front of the mizbeach and need to be brought. Which one do you bring? That's a general rule. So if a chatas of, even if it's from one person, and an oilas behema, even from another person, the chatas of would come first. Okay, machlokes. Par avodat kochavim, kodem sa'ir avodat kochavim. When you're bringing the par and sa'ir avodat kochavim, then the par comes first. Well, what? It does. I thought, am I? I chatat vayolat. I used to the chatas always comes first. You bring the par first, then you're bringing a korban ola first. Amri b'marova mishmeh rova bar mori. That's because, if you take a look, the word chatat in the chatat of adat kochavim is missing an aleph to tell you that it's not number one. And that this is a special halacha, that it doesn't come first as opposed to any other chatat. So that imeine aydan nesta. Series in mechat lechatat chetet aleph taf. Strange spell. All right. That's one approach. Rava Amar. Rava says that's a Hasidic approach. I would say we should take the pasuk at its word. The pasuk says kamishpat. What do you mean kamishpat? Of course kamishpat. Saying must be kamishpat means the way in which it was presented in the Torah. And in the way it's presented in the pasuk, first it says parla ola, and then it says the seir l'chatat. And when it says kamishpat, it means do it that way. Now, if you have two seirim, the seirei avodat kochavim, and the seir nasi, the seir of avodat kochavim comes before the seir nasi. Why? Because the one is coming from a tzibur. They're both chataot. So one is coming from a tzibur, one is coming from a yachid. The tzibur is more chashiv than a yachid, even if it is a nasi. The soyer nasi comes before the sirat yachid, my time, because a melech comes before a head yod. A sirat yachid comes before a kivsat yachid. What? The bride has said kivsat yachid comes before sirat yachid. Rabbi, you're right. It's really a machloket tanaim. What's this? What's the issue at stake over here? Mar sever sirat ifa. She can nitrabtai tzal avadat kochavim biyachid. Muhammad Yomar says, look, since the Torah specifically chooses now only the Seira as available for the carbon of a yachid by avadat kochavim, and doesn't give him the choice of the kispa. So apparently this is the most effective mechaper. It has something in it that the kisva doesn't have, and it's applicable even to avodat kochavim, and therefore it should come first. Umar sova, the other man beyond all, but it's more important to take a look at the kivsa because of what it has. The kivsa is rapta ba'alya. It has a fat tail, and that is a very kosher for the mizbeach, which the seer, of course, doesn't even have physically. The omer comes first before the keves that is brought together with the omer to be matir. The shtei alechem on Shavuos come before we bring the kvasim that are brought agav the shtei alechem. The klal is that klal. Dover haba begain liyum is always called in the dover haba begain lechem. Since the main thing that's coming as the chashivut of the yom, either the yom akravat haomer or the yom of the shtei alechem, that's the lechem, that's the mincha, either the omer or the lechem. The karbonis that are coming together with those things are karbonis that are matir those things on his bed. They're all purposes in terms of those things. So the main chevas hayom comes first. Continues the Eilat Mishnah, dinim of kedima. Everyone's talking about kedima in terms of the hakrovas hakarbonis. We talk now the dinim of kedima in terms of saving a life or in terms of returning money or things like that, taking a ransoming. So that too is a function of a number of issues that need to be taken into consideration, given that everything else is equal. So then the mitzvahs that an individual is chayev is an indication of the importance of the survival of that individual who could do more mitzvahs. So because of that, a male will always come before a female because he has more mitzvahs. A kohen has more chashivas as well, as we'll see. But ha'ish kadem li'isha for ha'chayot, for ha'shavat avida. But that's given that all things are equal. Now, there's many situations where all things are not equal. Let us say that you have two naked people, male and female. They can't afford to dress themselves, but in some kind of natural disaster, the woman comes first because of the fact that her sense of busha and need for tzniut is greater. So that, in that case, all things are not equal. Or the truth is, even though we don't bring it here, but elsewhere the Gemara says, even in terms of feeding, because a man doesn't have busha and trying to get food, collecting from Chazal HaPtachim. A woman, that's a tremendous begia in her to go banging on doors asking for food. But again, all things are not equal. Same thing is true for redeeming from kidnappers. The kidnappers will probably use the woman for sex. That's something that we should help her out of. We don't usually have that problem with a male unless we know that we do. So the ish is kodemet liish for ksut. And for getting out of a case of being kidnapped, mibeit hashevi, if we know that these guys have a tendency to rape males exactly the same as females, so on the contrary, then the male comes first because it's greater busha for him to be subjected to rape. So over there, ish kodem leisha. Ton rabbanan hayahu ve'aviv v'rabo b'shevi. That's a person finds himself with his rebbe and his father, and now the question is, he can only get out one of them. So who gets out of the escape tunnel? He has to escape first, because that's always the din that shalcha kodem. Because v'chai imach. Chai imach means first thing, your responsibility is to yourself. God takes care of others. If you've taken care of yourself, then you can start wondering how to take care of others. Then, assuming that he can take care of himself, it's a question of his father and his rebbe. Rabo kodem laviv, because of the famous din rabo was brought him to Olam Haba, and so on. If his mother was with him, the mother comes before anybody, before himself. Again, for the same reason. Because they're liable to rape his mother. So, you have a situation where you have a Talmud Chacham, and you have a king who need to be ransomed. The Chacham comes before the king. Because Chacham always go according to the Ma'ala of Chacham. Chacham Shemait, very simple. If a Talmud Chacham dies, who are you going to replace him with? A Melech who dies, anybody can be a Melech. What's the big deal? President, elect somebody else. It's a difference. So the Melech, Yisrael Shemet, Ko Yisruim, Yisrael Ruim Lamalchut. So you got lots of people to take his place, but you don't have people to take the place of a Chacham.
And it's not, there's no specific situation where that wouldn't be the case.
Yes. The truth is, that's never the case, as the Rambam points out. This is a theoretical situation. In other words, given that there wouldn't be other issues, but of course there's always another issue. The other issue is, You have to make him more kosher and so on. So in terms of the halacha, we would have to, because of the chiyuv of kovod of the melech, not to allow the melech to be in a matzav in which he's mevuzeh in this fashion. Fine. But this is just an assertion of the way in which morally it should be. It's not true the halacha, as the Rambam points out. Melech comes before Kohen Gadol. That we see from David HaMelech himself. Shenemar, Vayomer HaMelech Lahem. So over there, what was going on? Adoniyahu wanted to be king. And then when they let David know what was going on, he took charge. So he said to them, remember we just had this pasuk, we're talking about Gichon. Ku imachem avdei Adonechem. Avdei Adonechem includes the Kohen Gadol. And he calls them an eved. Now, a Kohen Gadol comes before the Navi, because it says, U'mashach otosham, tzadok ha-kohen, v'natan ha-navi. See, David HaMelech gave tzadok ha-kohen first mention. Yigdim tzadok le-natan. And we find also, v'omer, Shemana Yoshua ha-kohen ha-gadol in Zechariah. Atah v're'echa. You and your friends. Now, who are the friends? Atah v're'echa yoshim lefanecha. It says, Anshei Mofei Teima. So who were they? They were Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. You know, the Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, we're going to learn out in a moment, from Mofet, that they became Nevi'im. And nonetheless, who do we mention first? Yoshua Kohen HaGadol. So, in Mofet El Navi, Shemavat Natan Alecha Ot O Mofet, and that's established as a Navi. So nonetheless, we put the Kohen Gadol first. Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishkah, he's more kosher than a Kohen Gadol's Merubah Begadim, and not Mashiach. A Merubah Begadim is more kosher than a Kohen Mashiach who is no longer active. It's a Mashiach She'avar. But a Mashiach She'avar, that's Machmat Keryo. A Mashiach She'avar Machmat Keryo, since he's going to be put back and his biyada to be Tevel, so he is Kedem of our Machmat Mumo, where it's not in his hands, to be Machshir himself for the Kohuna. Of our Machmat Mumo, comes before even an active Mashiach Milchama. A Mashiach Milchama comes before the Sagan. The Sagan comes before the Amarkal. What's that? My Amarkal? Omar Chista Omar Kula. He's the guy in charge of everything. As we said, the gopher. So, the Amarkal is in charge of all the Kayani in terms of the logistics. Who does what? So because of that, he comes first. It says so Beferish and Dilbert. And he comes before Dilbert. The Amarkal comes before the Gizbar. The Gizbar is more chashev than the Rosh HaMishmar of that particular Mishmar. The Rosh HaMishmar, who handles the entire week, he's more chashev than the Rosh of the Beit Av that handles only the Inyanim of that day, those families. And the Rosh Beit Av is more chashev than the standard Kohen Hedyot. Iboilo, this is all very nice, but what about Linyan Tuma? Well, we have the Sagan and the Mashiach Milchama walking along, and they find a make mitzvah. Which one should be mitameh and leave the other one tahor? Omar Marzud, the brother of Nachman Tashma, the Tanya Sagan and Mashiach Milchama Shemalcha Mederach, who pagabe and make mitzvah. Strange language, dead men walking. Of course, in Hebrew, you say pagabe means that they are now faced with. So the make mitzvah now meets them. Better that the Mashiach Milchama should become Tomei and not the Sagan. Why? Because Shema Ya'arev B'Psuba Kohen Gadol V'Nichra Sagan V'Sham Mishtachta. The Sagan, the point of the Sagan is to be available to take the place of the Kohen Gadol. So we're going to say, he should be Tomei. If he'll be Tomei now, we're going to be without anybody to take the place of the Kohen Gadol until he's able to be Mitaher with the Parah Aduma. That we don't do. The Mashiach Milchama is not an issue of being Tomei. So Mamela, it's better that he should be in a state of readiness. Hi, doesn't it say before in the Brayt of Atanya that Mashiach Milchama is before the Sagan? Says we're going to, yes, but remember, that was talking about being Mechayim, if you had a choice of saving one or the other. So you make another Sagan. The point is, as long as this person is a Sagan, the Sagan implies someone who was not Tamek and who was able to take the place on short notice.
Pagabe. Same Mashon as Yaakov.
No, over there. Yes, he's faced with it, but it's the suddenness of the facedness. That's the point over there. It's from there that we darshan the Kafsa Loyaritz.
Look, the Eilat Yamishna.
Sure. Yes, our president is always on the ball. And so we continue with Dinim of Kedima. Of course, the president always comes first. Kohen Kodim LeLevi. Levi Kodim LeYisrael. Yisrael Kodim LeMamzer. Mamzer Kodim LeNetin. Remember the famous machlokas we've had many, many times, whether the Netin is only an Issur Rabbanan, because of the, as the Rambam learns, because of the Gezerah, which David HaMelech then made L'Doreis. They were supposed to have an opportunity to look it over and see how they behaved. And then he says, love the Yisrael, I'm a disappeared people. Or whether it's a D'Oraita, whether Ramban understands it, because of the Issur of Chitun for the Shiva Amami, even after Giyur. Okay, but in any event, certainly a psul yichus, and the teen is kodem lager. We'll see why. A ger is kodem levin b'shuchrar, but this is only given that everything else is the same. Eimotai, it's on shkolim shavim. You may have a mamzer. The mamzer is the talmud chokham. The kohen gadol is an amoritz. Then the fact that he's a kohen gadol, that's meaningless in context of chokhma. Certainly, mamzer talmud chokham, kohen gadol amoritz. Mamzer talmud chokham is kodem the kohen gadol amoritz. So what? Determines, the main determinant is the mile of Chokh. After that, there are these minor issues that are important. Kohen is Kedem Levi. Shenemra b'nei Amram Aaron Moshe. Vayibadel Aaron la'agdisho kodesh kodashim. And there it says, Beferish, Moshe isha Elohim. Banavit yachasu acharei b'levim. So apparently, there's a special. Now, Kedusha on kodesh kodashim for the Kuna. As opposed to even Moshe Yisra Elohim, who is just a Levi. By the way, the Yerushalmi says that the Chashivas of the Levim, Levi Kodem LeYisrael, as it says, Beit Ayivil Hashem at Shevet HaLevim, that's only Bizman the Beit HaMikdash, says the Yerushalmi. Because at that time, their Chashivas comes from the Duchan. But if there's no Beit HaMikdash, they have nothing to do. So why would they have Chashivas? Not to mention that we even made the gezeira about Masrot, so they don't have anything above anybody else. Okay, that's the Shita Yerushalmi. It isn't broad la'alocha, but... Now, a Levi Yisrael is Kedem L'mamzer. That's simply, again, assuming everything else is the same. One of them has proper yichus, the other one doesn't. Say no miyuchas. The Mamzer is Kedem L'netin, because a Mamzer comes, after all, from kosher DNA, at least. I mean, maybe the mix wasn't so good, but at least it starts off with the right drops. So zeba mitipak shirav, zeba mitipak sula. The netin comes before the ger, the recent ger. That's because the netin grew up with Yisrael. So he was god alimono b'kedusha, and the ger just arrived. He said, lo god alimono b'kedusha. The ger comes before an eved mishuchrar, because an eved was bechlal arur. And the ger is not bechlal arur, v'zal oya bechlal arur. Eimotai v'zman shikulam shavim inon emile, om revach rabbi chanina, how do we know if a mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham, is more kosher than an amoret? Shenemar, the omar kro, yikaragi mipninim. The Torah is more valuable, more precious than pearls. V'kol chafatzecha lo yishvuba. Any other standards and desires that you have don't measure up. And the Loshon Mipnimim means Mikohen Gadosh Nichmas Lifnai VeLifnim Mipnimim. So all the way inside still doesn't get you ahead of the Mila of Torah. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, the truth is that Bedinu Sheyagdim Eved Meshuchrar LeGer. Really, an Eved Meshuchrar should even come before the Ger, because the Eved grew up in a Bayit of Yisrael, was the Ger just arrived. So Zegadali Manubikdusha Vizalogadali Manubikdusha. But since Zayabikhlalarur, the Eved is nonetheless included in Orur Knan, Vizaloyabikhlalarur, so Mimela, we don't do it in that way. Shalot Talmidah Viz Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Why is it that everybody runs after these gorgeous Gioret, you know, to marry? You know, that's why we even make a whole business of it in Chabad. That's like a big thing. You don't find people running after Shvachot. It could be pretty beautiful. Why don't they run after the Shivcha? Amar lehem, זו הייתה בכלל ארור, וזו לא הייתה בכלל ארור. גיורת, they don't look at as being less, because there was no ארור from the state of avdus. But once she's a shifcha already, so then subconsciously there's a response to the ארור. דבר אחר, זו הייתה בחזקת שמור. One is reserved, the other one isn't reserved. Shifcha isn't reserved for his use. She's open to anybody's use. But a typical giyoret is not a sex toy. Shalu tovinav is Rabbi Elazar. Let me ask you something. Why is it that dogs are loyal and cats aren't loyal? I mean, you know, that's very striking. So even a kelet is makirat kono, and a chatul is not makirat kono. So he said to him, well, what do you want? Cats eat mice. And the din is, as we're going to see, that you're supposed to avoid even eating something that a mouse eats from. So some, I mean, imagine if you ate mice, you'd remember who was in charge. You wouldn't remember anything. These cats are lucky to remember how to get home. It's adorable. So ma, uma, they don't remember who the master is. You did them a favor. I remember you did me a favor. That was yesterday. So ma ha'ochel mi ma sh'achbar ochel mi sh'akach. Ha'ochel achbar atzmo l'chad kama v'kama. Eating mice is not good for your memory. Shalu talmidav et Rabbi Eliezer, why is it everybody hates mice? Mipnei ma ha'kol moshlim ba'achbarim. I mean, mamish, making a better mousetrap is everybody's dream. Why is that like the thing? We got to get rid of mice. Mipnei suran ra. Ah, they are evil in their hearts, these mice. Why is that? What makes you say they're so bad? I mean, everybody's got to live, you know. So they eat your cheese. I mean, what are they supposed to do? Rava says no, because they also nibble on your sweaters. Let me ask you something. They get any nourishment out of nibbling on your sweaters? No. They just enjoy ruining things. So they're obviously cruel creatures who deserve to be exterminated. Rav Papa Omar, afilu shufta mara gaitse. They even nibble on my broomsticks. This is a hoe stick. I mean, what do you do that for? Because you want the guy to be using the hoe and all of a sudden it cracks in his hands. That's why. Cruel, cruel, bitter creatures. Tanarabana. Hamish. It was mentioned many times that Walt Disney originally did not conceive of Mickey Mouse as being a nice character. He was a vicious trickster originally, like a mouse. It was only gradually that he evolved to becoming a cute mouse. Okay. Yeah, because we liked him. That's true, but that's only after he became a field mouse instead of a, you know. Tan Rabban, Chamisha Devarim Meshakchin Et Alimut. There's five things that make a person forget his learning. And one of them is eating from something that a mouse has nibbled on. So, Ochel Mimash Achbar Ochel. And the same thing, a darn cat who eats those mice. I mean, even if you eat something that a cat nibbled on, it's bad news. Somebody eats olives all the time. Bad news. Listen, water's in short supply. Question is, can you pass it through a Brita filter? If you sleep on your clothes, use your clothes as a pillow. Now, there's five things you could do to get your learning back, though. So, it's not that bad. First of all, pot pichamim. If you have the pitot that are baked on the coals. What do you call those? Special name for them? Is lafa? Yeah, lafa baked on the actual... Yeah, eshtanur. And koshikein, the pichamim atzmam. That'll really get you back. If you eat a beitza megugelet, below melach, so you have now a hard enough egg that it spins, but not with salt. And harago b'shem and zayit. So the zayit, you'll notice that in the shevach of the minim of Eretz Yisrael, it's the zayit shemen. It's not the zayit itself. The zayit is bitter. That's the remez of the yonah. But the Shemen Zayit, that's a tikkun for the Zayit. So you got to crush the Zayit, and then you get that internal essence. And Harogel B'Yayin U'B'Samim, if you often have B'Samim with wine, and Shotem Mayim, that's left over from mixing a dough, V'Yesh Omrim, some say even sticking your finger into salt, licking it, V'Ochel. Harogel B'Shemen Zayit, that's B'Sahel Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan always used to say, Kishem Sha Zayit B'Shakeach Limud Shal Shivim Shana. You forget everything you learned for the past 70 years. It's those olives that are giving people Alzheimer's. Kach Shemen Zayit Meshiv Limud Shal Shivim Shana. So the olive oil will bring it all back. That's the Makor of homeopathy. Yeah, there you go.
Is this excluding our olives today?
Some say that it's Dafka's Zayit, that's Maluach. And it's Dafka Rogil that he eats it all the time. And there's a different shitot about the zihirut from olives. So when it says wine and bisamim, that's a riot of Rav. The Amar Rav Chamra v'reichani pekrim. It's wine and sweet smells made me smart, and some do so, or make a person smart, wise. They wise him up. Hatova, that's ba'obim melach. Omer Shlok, it's only one finger. Don't be a slum. Actually, it's a machloket. Ketanoi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer achat v'lo shtayim. Only one finger, not two. Rabbi Yosi says it could be two, but not three. Now, the way to remember that, in case you thought it was two and not three, or three and not four, is put your kmitza down. Okay, if you put your kmitza down, then you're left with one finger on one side and two fingers on the other side. Says the Rush, well, I got news for you. If you put the Amma down, it wouldn't be any different. He says, okay, but at least Kmitza, since it's a derech to do Kmitza, so it makes sense to do the Kmitza down. All right, so if you put your comates down, you have your little finger on one side and with two fingers on the other side. So remember, that's the issue would be one or two.
My mother always used
to eat salt.
What's that? My mother always used to eat salt.
Eat salt like that. Asara devarim kashim lelimud. There's 10 things that are not very good for your learning. One is aover tachat afsar, if you pass under a halter of a camel. Koshke tachat agamal atzmo. That's never a good idea. Over ben shnei gimalim. Somebody who walks between two camels, or between two women, or if a woman passes between two men, they're going to have a hard time. Or over mitachat reach rasha nevela. Rashi says mitachat means because whenever you're walking through a smell, you're under it, in a sense. You're under it, so we say, under the influence, that sense of tachat. Well, over tachat hagesher, shlovru tachat mayim arba'im yom. Don't be the first to walk under a brand new bridge. Ochel pat shlo bishel kol tzorcho. Oh, that's bad news. To get these semi-raw challahs, foof. Ochel basar mizuam alistrom. So now, if you've got the Listerine spoon, that's zuama. So they used to have a special skimming spoon. They took off the top where all of it. So if you eat from that spoon, but the basar, that's disgusting. Hashoteh mi'amat ha'mayim over the Beit HaKvarot. You're going to drink. When the water comes out of the Beit HaKvarot, ha'mistakel b'fnei ha'meit. If somebody looks in the face of a corpse, or afakorek tavshagabekever, reading the writing that is on a grave. Now, according to the Ari, this is dafka if the ktav is bolate, which is why we're very makbid not to have ktav bolate. It's always inscribed. And there's also another, the Balei Kabbalah, if there's a matseva, that is yet on top of the kever, so then that's not included. So put the two together, and we're saying on not being mocked, but if the ketav is not bolate, and it's on a stone which has been built above the kever, then we're not mocked. Put the two together.
If it's on the kever itself, it's only that part of the stone, which is on top of the kever.
Tanu Rabba. Kisha Nasi Nichnas, Nasi walks in to the Beit HaMidrash, Kola Amomdim, the entire Beit HaMidrash has to stand up, Vein Yoshvim, Ad Shomer Lahem Shvu. They don't sit down until he tells them. Even if he sits down, they don't sit down. Kishav beit din nichnas. So then, osib lo shura achat mikan, shura achat mikan. You stand up, but only the ones closest to the path that he's taking. And then when he sits down, everybody sits down. He doesn't have to say shvuk. Hat sheshav b'mekomo. Kishachacham nichnas. Is the leader of the beit din. So then, echad omed v'chad yoshev. And there, each one, as he's passing by, goes out of the distance. The arba amot, they sit down, and it's like a wave that passes by as he goes in. And that's until he sits down. And b'nei chachamim, v'tabidei chachamim, b'zman sherabim tzrichim lehem. Normally, the din is that you're not supposed to, as the Gemara Sanhedrin points out, the Bach asks this as a kasha, not Gemara, you're not supposed to be peseya or roshei am kodesh, as it says there. So you're not supposed to take a shortcut. Remember, everybody used to sit on the floor. So you're not supposed to take a shortcut around by going through. You're supposed to go all the way around. Not step over people that are sitting down on the ground. It's not polite. It's a zilzal in their covet. However, where people are waiting for the chacham to arrive, and in fact, he maybe had to go out to the bathroom, or he was late for some reason. So there, even the children of the Talmid HaChachamim, who themselves are needed by the tzibur, and therefore they're not stam, just walking over, Rabim Tzrich Lehen, Kol Shekein, that's the way that the Peskim understand it, the Chacham himself, in cases where people are going to have to wait longer if they don't go take a shortcut. So then they're Mavsiyim al Rishay Am.
Are we saying that B'nei Chachamim are Rabim Tzrich
Lehen? Yeah. Yatzal et Tzorech, if he had to go out for a need, so then he's allowed to be Yikares V'yeshev V'bekomo. Now, if their fathers are important, where do they sit, the kids? So, if they have enough intelligence to listen to the shir, so then they come in and they sit in front of their parents. Even though they're kids, they should be all the way in the back. They face the parents. And they're too young to understand, they come in with their father, but they sit behind the father. Should be Yoshvim Acharei Menem V'Giris, because it doesn't make sense to say Yoshvim Lifnei. So Yoshvim Acharei Aviyem, facing the people. So then, Pneihem Klatei Ha'am.
Usually they run around.
Huh?
Usually they run around.
That's not included. I remember when I was a kid, when I was a little kid, and I sat next to my father's, that's how, facing everybody. Which, looking back, is weird, but, you know. But, as soon as you grow up enough to, I mean, you're still attached to the parent, but you're still in front, but you already sense that you should be looking the other direction. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, even if you're going into a chasana or something, the kids still sit next to the parents. So, if bebeit amishteh, osimatam snifim, so they're like extensions of the parent. I mean, if the parent isn't there, you're not going to sit them up on that table. But if the parent is sitting on that table, they'll sit on that table with the parent. So it's inappropriate for a kid to be sitting there. He's viewed as a snif, as an extension of the father. Now, you said before, if you have to go out for a need, I mean, I assume that means you have to go to the bathroom. So, yotzal letzorech, nichnas v'yoshev b'mekomot, says Rav Papa, now hold on a minute, that's only if you need to urinate. Because you can't plan that out. But to go to the bathroom for any more than that, that's a chutzpah. Why don't you go to the bathroom before you go in? You should be a better planning. Avaligdolim, lo. You don't have a shus to go out and take advantage of walking over people's head. You need to go out to the bathroom when you're not sufficiently responsible, and don't come back in. Because you should have made sure before you walked in that you're not going to need a bathroom. The Omer of Yudam Rav Lo'olam Mila Med Adam Atzmo Lashkim La'ariv. Get yourself into proper habits about these things. Use the bathroom in the morning, use the bathroom at night, especially in those days where you had to go out of the city. G'day Shalo Yitrachek. What, are you going to get up in the middle of the day?
This is specifically when one would have to walk over others.
Yeah. Correct. Right. Nonetheless, Omer Rav Yidna, the Chal Sha'amak nowadays, forget it. Nothing works. Digestion doesn't work. People are weak. Yeah. Nothing works. And because that afilu gedolim nami, there's no longer any responsibility to make sure that your habits work. Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Tzadok omer, af beit hamishteh osim otam snifim. They're seeing the children as extensions of the father. Omar Rava, this is only when the father is alive and he's present. So it's b'chayei aviyam, b'fnei aviyam. Not just because they are the kid of so-and-so, but therefore they're put on that table. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, this whole din about the difference between the Nasi and the Avbezdin and the Chacham, that only started with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was tremendously makpid on the kavod of the Nesiut. He sensed they were undermining the chashivas of the Nesiut. He made this takana to make the Nasi different than anybody else. And the Meiser was over there, the Reb Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. Rabbi Meir, he was the Chacham. Reb Nasi was the Abbezdin. So when Reb Shimon Gamliel would come in, everybody would get up. Avikad Kolev would come in. When Rabbi Meir would come in, Rabbi Nathan would come in, everybody would get up. Reb Shimon Gamliel, what kind of business is this? Well, we're all the same. Nobody's going to know the difference between a Nasi and the Abbezdin. So go boil him, Avi Akeira ben Dilidi, do. It doesn't have to be more covered to a Nasi. So he made this takana, the way we just read it, this brayta. Of course, he waited till Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Natan weren't there before passing the takana. So Ahu Yuma, lo Avi Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Natan Ata. So they weren't there. The next day they walk in. Nobody stands up the way they used to stand up. They realize, uh-oh, somebody's been playing over
they
here.
They did stand up the way they
did. Yeah, but not the... with the news, the new way, but I mean, that was absolutely, of course, but that was absolutely shocking.
Yes.
So they come in. They didn't wait the way they used to. Omar, uh-huh. My hi, what's going on? Well, you know, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel yesterday gave us new rules. Rabbi Meir says to Rabbi Natan, okay, that does it. It's time to impeach him. Look, I'm the Chacham, you're the Beit Avbezdin. He likes to make takanas, let's make a takana. So, Netakin Milta, Kilididan. We can also make a takana the same way they did to us, right? My Navid Leis, well, what can we do? We can't make a takana against the Nasi. I happen to know that he is not a Baki in Uktzin. Tomorrow when he comes in, we're going to ask him to teach us Uktzin, because we have a lot of questions. He's going to get up and say, well, I'm really sorry, I can't do this. We're going to say, forget about it. You're not roy to be a Nasi. We'll impeach him on the spot and get somebody reasonable in this place. So tomorrow we'll say, Gali Uktzin, the Letle. I know he has no Uktzin. Vikivan de Logomar, when he's got to fess up, then we'll say, well, Miyim Alil Gvorot Hashem Yashmiya Kolti Ilato. If you can say it all, then you can say it. If you can't say it all, you shouldn't be a Nasi. And then Avrei, then we'll impeach him, and then I'll be the Avbezdin, and you become the Nasi. What do you say about that? The Kabul gets moving. And so the palace rebellion is in full swing, and somebody overhears the plans. Shamino Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi. And he remembers what happened in the days of Mordechai and Esther. And tomorrow we'll hear the rest of the exciting story. We should end on a cliffhanger. Kol ata dir mi chavero kodem et chavero, v'chol amekudash mi chavero kodem et chavero, para Mashiach u'para eda omdim, para ha-Mashiach kodem u'para eda b'chol ma'asab. You know what I mean, right? Om Rabbi Yadi Om HaKrom milvado lata boker ashelo lata tamid michtik. Tiva lata boker. What do you have to tell me? Olata tamid lamali. Hochi koma rachmana. Chol de tadira kodmo. V'chol amekudash b'chavero kodem chavero. How do we know that? That we learn out from the din of the kahuna, interesting. Tana de v'rebi shmo v'kidash tol chol davash b'kdusha. Iftoch rishon, varech rishon, etomoni yofa rishon. Par koin mashuach upar ha'idah. I mean, no, any mili. Tana rabam. V'soraf oto, kasher soraf at apar ha'rishon, matam domar ha'rishon. Shiehei rishon kodem upareida b'chol ma'asav. Tan rabbanim parkoi Mashiach upareida omdim parkoi Mashiach kodem upareida b'chol ma'asav. Hoelu Mashiach mechaper veida mitchaperet. Dinu sheyagdim ha mechaper ma mitchaper. וכן הוא אומר, וכיפר בעדו פרסט, ובעד ביתו, ונדן בעד קולה, קהל קהל ישראל. פער אלים דבר של ציבור, קודם לפער של עבודת כוכבים, מה הייתה אימא? היי חטאת והי עולה, ותעני והקריב את אשר לחטאת ראשונה, מה אתה בן לומר? אם ללמד שתי חטאת ראשונה, בצדר, ששני יעשה עולה כמשפט, obviously that means that the other was ראשונה, אלא זה בני אב שיהיו כל חטאות קודמות לעולות הבאים המאים. וקיים לנו אפילו חטאת העוף קדמת לעולת בהמה. פער עבודת כוכבים קודם לסיר עבודת כוכבים. המאי, החטאת והעולה? That's because אמרי במערובה, משווה לרובי בר מורי, חטאת עבודת כוכבים is missing its olive. לחטאת כתיב. רוב אמר כמשפט כתיב בה, and that's the way the פוסק presented it. סיר עבודת כוכבים קודם לסיר נשיא, מהייתם היי ציבור היוחי. סיר נשיא קודם לסירת יחיד, מהייתם היי מלך היד. סירת יחיד קודם לכבשת יחיד. I thought it says in a bright that כבשת יחיד comes before סירת יחיד. אום רבי תנוי, it's based on this. מר סובר סעירה זה עדיפה, because the tear was marred by the soyer, בסעירה, by עבודת כוכבים, by היוחיד. ומר סובר, כבשה זה עדיפה, because it has an עליה. The Omer comes before the כבש הבאים, on the שתי הלכם, קודם לכבשים הבאים ממהם. The כלל being, דובר הבא בגין היום, קודם לדובר הבא בגין לכם. האיש קודם לאישה לאחיות, או לשבע עבידה, האישה קודמת לאישה לחסות, ולכסות, ולהוציא מבית השבי, בזמן ששניהם עומדים בכלכלה, האיש קודם לאישה. תנא רבנן, היה הוא ואביו ורבו בשב. So who קודם לרבו? רבו קודם לאביו. אמו קודמת וכולם. חכם קודם למלך ישראל, because look, החכם שמת, אין לנו כיוצא בו. המלך ישראל שמת, אין לנו anybody המלך ישראל. כל ישראל ראויים למלכות. The melech is קודם לכהן גדול שנאמר, ויאמר המלך להם, קחו עמכם עבדי אדוניכם, and that is, includes כהן גדול. כהן גדול קודם לנביא שם המשך אותו שם צדוק הכהן נתן הנביא. So you see that צדוק הכהן, he was marked him to נתן הנביא. Furthermore, we find in זכריה, איזה שמענו יהושע כהן גדול, אתה וראיך עומדים לפניך, כי אנשי מופת אינה, and those were, יהוד יותות, no way. תלמוד לא מרגן שמופתים, אין מופת אל הנביא, שמר ונתן אליך עוד או מופת. משוח בשמן המשחה comes before מרובה בגדים. A מרובה בגדים comes before משיח, who's no longer active. And that's if he's over מחוות קיריו. An over מחוות קיריו comes before over מחוות מומו. An over מחוות מומו comes before the משוח מלחמה. משוח מלחמה comes before the סגן. סגן comes before the המרקל. What's that? Om Rav Chista, Omar Kula. The Ambarkal is Kodim L'Gizbar, the Gizbar is Kodim L'Rosh Bishbar, Rosh Bishbar Kodim L'Rosh Beitav, Rosh Beitav Kodim L'Kohen Ed. Yiboylo. How about Linyan Tuma? If you have a Skanim Shom B'Chama, Ezo Mehem Kodim, Omar Marzut, the Brain of Nakut HaShma, the Tanya Skanim Shom B'Chama, Shayu Malchim Baderach, Upaga Be'emet Mitzvah, Mutav Shiyitamei HaMashom B'Chama, Vayetamei Skanim. Because if you're a Rabbi Psu, the Kohen Gadol, the Skan has to be Nichas Meshamesh Tachto. V'atanya Mashuach Melchama, Kodem, the Skan, I was talking about L'achayotov for his Hashivas, not Tuma. Kohen Gadol, Levi, Levi Le Yisrael, Yisrael Le Mamzer, Mamzer Le Natin, Natin Le Ger, Gelev, and Meshuchra. But all of this is only Zman Shkulim Shavim B'chokma. Im Haya Mamzer Tamil Chacham. And the Kohen Gadol Zan Amaretz, Mamzer Tamil Chacham, Kodem Le Kohen Gadol Amaretz. Kohen Kodem Levi Shinemar Vnei Amram O Aaron U Moshe Vayibadil Aaron like Tisho Kodesh Kodeshim and Moshe Yishalayim Banavi Korei HaShevet HaLevi Levi Kodem Yisroel Shemayit Yivdil HaShem Et Shevet Levi Yisroel Kodem Lamanzer Zeh Miuchas Einu Miuchas Manzer Kodem Natin Zeh Bambi Tipa Kshira Vezeh Bambi Tipa Psula Natin Kodem Nager Zeh Gadali Bado Bekidusha Vezeh Lo Gadali Manu Bekidusha Ger is Kodem Levin Beshukhar זה היה בכלל ארור, וזה לא היה בכלל ארור. אם מתי, בזמן שכולם שווים, מינו אני מילה אומר רבך, אחר ברבי חנינה למקרו, יקרה היא מפנינים, מכהן גדול, שנכנס לפני ולפנים. תני רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אומר, בדינו שעבדים עבד משוחרר לגר, שזה גדל ממנו בקדושה, וזה לא גדל ממנו בקדושה. Elazar ya bechlal arur, veze lo ya bechlal arur. Shalu tamid David Rabbi Elazar ve Rabbi Tzadok, v'bnei ma koratzim lisagi yoret, v'in ha koratzim lisam mishukhraret. Amar lehem, zo hayta bechlal arur, veze lo hayta bechlal arur. Davar kher, zo hayta bechazkat shamur, veze lo hayta bechazkat shamur. Shalu tamid David Rabbi Elazar, v'bnei ma kelev makirat kano, v'achatil ino makirat kano. אמר להם, ומה האוכל ממה שהעכבר אוכל? מי שעקח האוכל העכבר עצמו? על אחת כמה וכמה. שאל אותה מדב את רבי אלעזר, מבני הכל, מה כל מושלים בעכברים? מבני שסור אמרה. מה היא רב אמר? אפילו גולי מגייצה. רב פאפ אמר, אפילו שופט אמר הגייצה. תן רבן, חמישה דברים משקחים את הלימוד. אוכל ממה שאוכל עכבר, ממה שאוכל חתול, אוכל לב של בהמה, הרגיל בזיתים, השותה מים של שיעורי רחיצה, והרוחץ רגליו זו אגבי זו, ויש אומרים, אף המניח כלב תחת מרשותיו. חמישה דברים משיבים את הלימוד, פת בחמים וקושקים בחמים עצמם, אוכל בעצם מגוגלת בלו מלח, רוגל בשמן זית, רוגל ביין ובסומים, והשותה מים של שיעורי עיסה. ויש אומרים, אף התובל אצפו במלך ואוכל. הרוגל בשמן זית, מסייע לרב יוחנן, גם רב יוחנן, כשם שהזית משקח לימדו של 70 שנה, כך שמן זית משיב לימוד של 70 שנה. הרוגל ביין ובסמים, מסייע לרובה. דיום הרובה חמרה וריחני בקחין. התובל אצפו במלך, אומר שלוקש ובאחת, כתנוי. רב יונה אומר אחת ולשתיים, רבי יוסי אומר שתיים ולא שלוש. וסימניך כניצאה. עשרה דברים קשים ללימוד. עובר תחת אפסר הגמל, קושקן תחת הגמל עצמו. עובר בין שני גמלים, עובר בין שתי נשים, אישה עובר בין שני אנשים, עובר מתחת ריח ראשון נבלה, עובר תחת הגשר, שעוברו תחת מים 40 יום, אוכל פת שלא בשה על כל צרכו, אוכל בשה מזוהם על ליסטרון, השוטה מימת המים, עובר בבית הקברות, ומסתכל בפני המת, יש עמים, אף הקורא כתב שהגע בי הקבר. תן רבנו, כשהדנסין נכנס, כל העם עומדים, אין יושבים עד שומר להם שבו. כשאב ביתי נכנס, עושים לו שורה, אחת מכאן ואחת מכאן, עד שישב במקומו. כשהחכם נכנס, אחת עומד ואחת יושב, עד שישב במקומו. בני חכמים ותלמידי חכמים, בזמן שרבים צריכים להם, מפסין על ראשי העם. יוצא לצורך, ייכנס יישב במקומו. בני תלמידי חכמים שממונים אבים פרנס על הציבור, בזמן שיש לה דעת לשמוע, נכנסים יושב מבני אבים אחרים כלפי העם. בזמן שאין להם דעת לשמוע, נכנסים יושב מאחורי אביהם, ופניהם כלפי העם. רבי אלעזר ורבי צדוק אומר, אף בבית המשתה עושים עושם סניפים. אומר, יוצא לצורך נכנס ויושב במקום, ופופל אומר לקטנים, אבל לגדולים לא, אבל למי זה כנף שמיקורה. דום רביר אמר, לא למלמד עצמו, להשכים ולערב כדי לא שלא יתרחק. רוב אמר, הנה, דכל שם אפילו גדולים נעמי. רבי אלעזר ורבי צדוק אומר, אף בבית המשתה עושים אותם סניפים, הוא אמר, וזה דווקא, בחיי אביהם בפני אביהם. Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
We're on daf Yubayz on the Bayz at the Mishnah on the bottom, Kol HaTadir. Kol HaTadir Michaviro Kodemet Chaviro, famous klal that whatever is brought more often is something which is also must be brought earlier. In other words, if you have, let's say, the question of whether to bring first the karbonos of the day, of the tamid, or the karbonos of the musaf, then certainly the tamid comes first. If it's a question of a musaf of Rosh Chodesh or a musaf of Shabbos, the musaf of Shabbos comes first. If it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov, then the Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov. So each thing has its credit. This is not only applicable to the Beis HaMikdash, it also applies In general, if you have a mitzvah that is tadir, so a mitzvah that is tadir comes before the mitzvah that isn't tadir, which is the question about, for instance, Ma'ariv coming before Neilus Hanukkah or Havdalah, all of those issues involve very much the question of tadir. Kol ha'mekudash mechaveiro kodem et chaveiro, and anything that is more kodesh, so let's say we have the dam of a chatas, comes before the dam of an oila because it has the kiddush of ritzui in it, which the oila has greater ritzui than oila has. And again, this would be nogea, let's say, giving a kohen the first aliyah. He's more mekodesh, and he comes first. Then, and this is the reason actually that this mishnah is being brought here, because otherwise that doesn't give the dam a sefka, that the rule is, and this is a gzerata katuv that's not necessarily associated with the dinim of kedima that we just had in the mishnah, as the Rosh points out, but the halacha is that if you have a par hamashiach and a par ha'eda umdim, par hamashiach kodim the par ha'eda the chol ma'asav. If now both the kohen hamashiach and the bezdin are mechuyev to bring a par ha'alem davar, then the par of the kohen gadol comes first in all of its elements before we take care of the beitin. We know any milas. How do we know the first rule that kol ha'todir is first? Omra Abaye, the Omra Kro, Milvad Olat HaBoker Asher Olat HaTamid. Now, I mean, everybody knows the Olat HaBoker is the Olat HaTamid. So, Nifty, I mean, Olat HaBoker Ktiv. Olat HaTamid Lamali, why do I need to even mention that it's the Olat HaTamid? Unless the Torah is exactly coming to Tzala, Sofi Kamer Rachmona, calls a Tidira, a Kadma, and it's coming to teach us that that's the point. It's Milvad Olat HaBoker because it's still Olat HaTamid. And therefore, that which is more Tamid, that which is more regular, is the fundamental and comes first. And then comes the next thing, which is the harmonic, and so on and so forth. Keep building on it. Kolam Kudash Mechaveiro Kodem Mechaveiro Minola. How do we know the second rule in the Mishnah? The Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, the Kidash Tov. What did it say, the Kiddush Tov of the Kohen? I mean, the Kiddush Tov is not in our hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bekadosh HaKohuna long ago. So in what sense are we told the Klal to be the Kiddush Tov? It has to be L'chol Davar Shebekdushan. The point is that we are Mechuyev to treat the Kohen in accordance with his Kiddush on anything that has to do with Kiddush, but he comes first. Liftoach Rishon, Livarech Rishon, Litol Manayaf Rishon. So for Kriyas HaTorah, he comes first. You want to give somebody Birkas HaMazon for Zimun, he's the one that comes first. It's a question of who should be served first, the Kohen should be served first. Par Kohen and Moshuach HaParayda. Now how do we know that? The Tanur Rabbanan. It says, remember that the structure in Vayikra is first to tell us the din of the Par Kohen Mashiach, then to tell us the din of the Param Dabashav Sibur, then to tell us the din of the Nasi, then to tell us the din of the Hedyot. Now, in the Parsha of the Par of the Bezdin, it refers back twice to the previous Parsha, which was the Parsha of the Par Kohen Mashiach. At one point it says, Visarapoto, Vasala Par Rather Kasher L'Asa, the Par HaKatat, which is obviously a reference back to the parachatat aforementioned, which is the parakai mashiach. And then it repeats at the end, v'tzarapo toka sh'asala katat l'par rather harishon. This is chat l'hapar harishon. V'tzarapo toka sh'asala l'par harishon. Ma tamud l'mar harishon. We know what we're referring to. We just said the parachatat. Must be to teach we shi'ahe rishon. It's meant to always come first, no matter what it is that is standing in front of you to do, but every element of the Par Kohen Mashiach should be kodem l'par ha'edah, the kol ma'asav. The Braita points out the logic of this idea, because the truth is Par Kohen Mashiach, l'par ha'edah umdim, it makes sense that the Par Kohen Mashiach should come kodem l'par ha'edah, the kol ma'asav, because in essence, the Mashiach is really more mekudash in that the Mashiach is mechaper, whereas the Eidah are the mitchapri. In other words, he's the one that stands for the kapur that's being brought, and he wears the tzitz, and he's mechaper with his big dekun and so on. The Eidah as a whole, including the Sanhedrin, are mitchaprim al yado. So it makes sense Dinu shiadim hamitchaper la mitchaper. The one who's going to bring the kapara should come before the one who's getting the kapara. And we see this. V'cheinu omer, we see by Yom HaKippurim, it says, V'chiper ba'ado, uva'ad beito, uva'ad kol ka'al Yisrael. So it means first he's mechaper for himself, before he can do anything else. Then he goes to be mechaper on the family of the Kohanim, and then he's mechaper on everybody. Par ha'alim davar shel tzibur. Now, suppose we would have two parim to bring. One, the par ha'alim davar shel tzibur. The other, the par of the tzibur that's being brought for avodas kochavim, which is, of course, an olam, not a chatas, whereas the par that's being brought on ha'alim davar for other avodas is a chatas. So therefore, the din is that the par ha'alim davar, the chatas, will always come before the par of avodas kochavim, because the rule is my taima. Why? Because ha'ai chatat v'ai olam. One is a chatas and one is an ola, and the deal is the Tanya that we learn out in the Braita from the Pasuk, Yikrivat Asher l'chatat rishona. Now, why does it say that the chatat rishona? Matam l'goma. Even I made you to hate chatat rishona. I mean, if you're just coming to tell me that first comes the chatas and then comes the ola in the particular case when you're bringing the korban out of the ore, you have to bring two korbanas, one for a chatas and one for an ola. I mean, it says that Hashemi yaseh. And the second one make an ola. So, I mean, I understand the second one is the second one. I mean, I'm very artic that you need not say, and make sure you do the chatas first. You already told me that. It must therefore be, Elazeb ben Yav must be coming to give me a paradigm here. Now, this is a model for every case. That wherever you have a chatat and an ola that you find together, the chatat must always come first. And the truth is, we extend it even beyond the case where they're coming together, because the kaimalon, the afilu chatata of kodemet lo'olat behema. So let's say you would have one person's behema for being brought for an olam, and another person's oath being brought for a chatat. That person's chatata oath will come prior to the other person's olat behema. Par avodat kochavim. Now, if you have the par and the soyer, what is kochavim being brought together to the Beit HaMikdash, which one comes first? The par of the avodat kochavim comes, strangely, before the soyer of avodat kochavim, which doesn't make sense. But we just said, didn't we just say that always the ola is brought after the chatas? And now you're saying, bring the ola before the chatas. Why? Ami b'marava mishmeda rava b'marim. Because chatat avodat kochavim is spelled strangely in the Torah. It's missing an olive. It says lechatat, as if it's a lechitat. And that means that this chatat is not in possession of all of its milas of kedusha. Specifically, it even lacks the olive, which means, you know, number one, uno. It's the aluf, so to speak. And that tells us that it's on a lower darg, and the chatzaot that will bring over here the chatzas second, and the Ola first. Rava Omar, Rava says, yeah, you don't need that. It says, Kamishpat. Kamishpat means the way that it's written. And the way that it's written is indeed to bring first, it mentions the par, which is an Ola, and then it says the Sayyid. So in this particular case, we have to bring it the way that it's, the way that the sentence is made, Kamishpat. As we use today, the word for sentence is Kamishpat. Sa'ir avodat kochavim, kodim l'sa'ir nasi. Now, if you have a choice between bringing two sa'irim, one being brought by the tzibur for avodas kochavim, the other being brought by the nasi for his chait, the tzibur comes first. My time, and for a simple reason, I tzibur v'ayok, the tzibur is more kosher than an individual. If you have the difference between a sa'ir nasi and a sa'irat yachid, you bring the sa'ir nasi first. My time, well, one is a melech and one is a hedit. If you have a Seirat Yachid, and then you have another Yachid who's bringing a Kispa, now a Kispa and a Seirat, I mean, it's up to you. You want to bring Kafsa, or you want to bring Seirat. Nonetheless, the Seirat comes first. What? But Tanya Kafsat Yachid, because I'm at the Seirat Yachid. So it's a bright that it's just the opposite, that the Kipsa comes first. Omravaya Kanoi, actually, it's a Makokis Kanoi. Remember that a Yachid who does any other Avera has a choice of bringing a Kispa or a Sira. But when it comes to Avera's Kispa, then there the Torah demands the maximum kapara. I would imagine that that's the point. And it limits the kapara to a seira. You don't have your choice anymore of a kisva. So apparently the seira is a more powerful thing. Because that's all that you're left with when it comes to avodas chachamim. If that's the case, if you've got a choice of one or the other, then when it's not in the context of avodas chachamim, it would seem that the seira is the more fundamental or more powerful korban. So therefore, bring the seira first. That's one on the amalos. Umar Sarva, the other man on the arm says, no, nonetheless, the kivsa is more kosher to bring first, can you drop taba al yam? The kivsa has in it an additional part that is kodesh with the mizbeach, which is the alya, that's the fat tail, which a sayer doesn't have. So that that additional offering makes it more kosher. Okay, that's the machlokus in terms of this. Now, the shtei halechem, kodmim lekvasim haba'im imahem, Omer put in the kevas habayim, or shtei halechem put in the kvasim habayim imahem. When it comes both to the Omer, which actually has a kmitza on the mizbeach, and the shtei halechem, which doesn't, but it's offered in front of the mizbeach, we do the mincha part, the Omer, the shtei halechem part, before we bring the animals that are being brought to be meratzeh for those things. So we have the kevas that's brought with the Omer, the shtei kvasim that are being brought, which are strange carbon, that are essentially a carbon shlomim that the tzibur is bringing. And that's brought after we bring the shtei halechem. And the klal is, by the way, the davar haba begin l'yom, kodem the davar haba begin l'lechem. On those 2 days, especially, it's very confusing on Shavuos, because Shavuos is also yantzeh, and has the karbanos of the musaf that are being brought for the yantzeh. And then we have these other karbanos that are being brought specially for the shtei halechem, and nothing to do with the day. It was even, for some reason, we would have been bringing the shtei halechem, we would have been yantzeh, we'd still be bringing those kvasim. So you need to establish that the karbanos that are being brought directly because of the karbanos of the yom come prior to karbanos that are being brought for either the omer or for the shtei halechem. So, ha'ish kodem le'isha la'achayot la'ashev avida. Once we're already talking about the din of kedima, which we got to because of the relationship between the Baal Dover Shal Tzibur and the Baal Dover of a Kohen Mashiach. So we already talk about the general dinam of Kedima. Now, if you're in a position in which you can rescue one out of two people, one is male and one is female, again, we always look at the general guidelines of Mekudash Yoter. Because a woman has fewer mitzvot than a male, so she's Mekudash Pachot than the male. You have to save the male first, and you have to provide for him first in terms of returning, because you can only save one guy's wallet, give it to the ish. But, on the other hand, if the needs are unequal, then the greater need comes first. By the way, this is very, very nogea and triage. And all types of actual shaglas come up about these issues. And Rav Moshe specifically has a big tshuva about whether refuah need is kodem once the person is already under treatment. There's also an interesting question which Lena Zalman dealt with, what happens if you only have one respirator available? And if one person is already on it, but it seems to not have any chance of recuperating. So then do any of these other shilas apply, or you should just rip them off the respirator and use it for somebody who does have a chance to recuperate? And so these mishnayos become central to the din of the Kedima in very practical terms. And here we find that need is certainly an element, because when it comes to l'chasot, a woman being more sensitive for being uncovered, requiring clothing, that's viewed as a greater need, so we have to take care of her need before we'll take care of the male need, and therefore it's not the same issue. Or let's say she's been captured, she's more vulnerable to mistreatment simply by virtue of the possibility of rape. So we want to take care of her first. And this is, of course, Bizban Shishneim Omdim Bekal Kala, Hayishkad and Nisha. If both of them were in danger of rape, the male and the female, and they were both captured, so then the halacha would be that we would save the male first. It's interesting, not because he's mekudash more, because this may not have to do with saving him from something that's nogea is kiddush, but for some reason the tam that is brought here is because it's not the derech of a male to be raped, it's the derech of a female to be raped. I mean, it's not the derech for him to serve as a female, so to speak. So we would save him because it's greater kelkola. Why do we need to come on to that? Isn't clear. Son Rabbanan. Hayahuvi Aviv Verabo Bishevi. Suppose he finds himself together with his father and his Rebbe in a position of being kidnapped, and he only has enough money to ransom one of them. Now, he has to ransom himself first. That's always the klal, Shulchan Kodesh. So you have to take care of yourself before you have a right to take care of anybody else. We don't believe in Christian altruism, which for some reason other people could be more important than you. That's absurd. I mean, if you're not important, then why would you be someone else be important? So what was Shalom Kodesh? So who Kodesh L'Rabbo? So he comes first. His Rav, who is Machnis into Olam Haba, comes before his father. But if his mother is there, his mother comes before anybody. Because again, the need is greater. Even before him, because her need is greater, and therefore they're no longer at the same level. Because again, she's in a very much more vulnerable mindset than
his mother.
His mother. No, his mother. Right. That's because you're going to be doing the murdering. But if you're going to be doing the saving, then obviously we have to determine who to save first. Chacham Kodem Lamelech. Has Chacham comes before even a Melech Yisrael. Chacham, the reason being that a Chacham Shemes, a Chacham who dies, is simply irreplaceable. Because even if you get another Chacham, it's always absolutely unique. So how are you going to replace a Chacham? So therefore, there's Ein Lanu Kiyotzibo, there is never a chance to replace a Chacham, and therefore that loss is going to be the greatest loss. Whereas a Melech Yisrael Shemes, I mean, anybody can be a Melech, it's just a point to be a Melech, to be a Melech, well, what's the deal? So Kol Yisrael Ruyim L'Malchut. The Melech is Kodem L'Kohen Gadol Shenemar. I mean, now we see by Yomer HaMelech Aliyah, we see that we see that Governor Melech, when it came to the Adonio Shlomo problem, tells the group, and that includes us, and I know the Tzadik HaKodem is Kohen Gadol, you go down, take Shlomo down and be Moshe him. And he says, Ku Imachem Abdei Adonis, Et Abdei Adonisem. Your master's avodim. Who's the Adonai over here? Him. In other words, he's telling the Kohen Gadol, your master is me. So that means that the Melech comes first. Kohen Gadol comes before a Novi. Shinemo Mashachot Osham Tzadok HaKohen V'natan HaNavina. That's the way that David himself put it. So that Tzadok HaKohen came before the Novi, interestingly. So Higdim Tzadok V'natan. We also see this, Bechlal, because when Zechariah talks to the Kohen Gadol, who is Yoshua, Kohen Gadol, he says, Shemana Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Ata Re'echa. And who are these Re'echa? You and your friends. And you might think these friends are just like, poker players. You know, it says, Ki Anshei Mofet Hema. And Anshei Mofet is a reference to Nevi'im. In Mofet El Anabish, Hema V'natan Elecha Ot Om Mofet. And that's the way in which you'll know he's a Navi. Now, a Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha is Kodem L'Meruba B'Godem, which is interesting. How do we have both at the same time? Now we have a case where we have two Kohanim. One is a Mashuach B'Chama, one is a Meruba B'Godem. And we should know that we have to do the Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha first. The only case could be Bechora, where a Kohen Gadol who was a Nimshach was Nifsal, then Yoshio Haifin Shemana Mishra, then we replace somebody because he's a Kohen Shaovar, we replace him with a Kohen that's Meruba Begadim, and now we have both in front of us. But the problem with that, as the Rush points out, is that then you get into the other issue of whether a Kohen Shaovar is more Kohen Shaovar would be less kosher than an acting Kohen, and we'd be putting him bad. And so it goes through some convolutions in order to see what exactly the case would be. And then we have a Meruba Begadim comes before the Mashiach Sha'avar, anyway. So then this bit of Mashiach Sha'avar first, we should know, is that it's a Ovar Machlas Kerio is different than Ovar Machlas Mumo, as we saw before, because one is immediately in our hands, we'll be matil him and get him back to work. Whereas if he was Ovar Machlas Mumo, I mean, then already that's a different din, which even seems to be nifek on the position. An Avar Machmas Mumo is still more chashev than a Mashuach Milchama, even though he's only now no longer active. A Mashuach Milchama is more chashev than the Sagan. Now the Sagan is the Kohen that's appointed to be available to take the place of the Kohen Gadol if something happens to the Kohen Gadol. The Sagan comes before the Amarkal. What is an Amarkal? Well, the truth is an Amarkal, I mean, it's actually Latin, but we imported it for Omer Chista. We used it as the word of Omar Kal, Omar Kol. He says everything, meaning that he's the top superintendent of the Avoda. That's not, I should say, really the Malachas that are being done in the day. Something that he keeps to make sure everybody's on job. So Omar Kula. The Omar Kal comes before the Gizbar. The Gizbar comes before the Rosh of the Mishmar. The Rosh of the Mishmar was the one who was in charge of the entire week period, that whole Mishmar that consisted of seven, the different Batei Avot in the Mishmar. And the Rosh HaMishmar is more important, more Mekudosh, and therefore comes before the Rosh of the Beit Av, which is the specific family that's working on that day. The Rosh of the Beit Av is more kosher than just any coin that's working a coin head. Now, our question was, let's say you have two people walking along, just bump into a Mace Mitzvah, and actually we'll see the Mace Mitzvah bumps into them. So, the question is, which of them should be Mitameh? The Sgan or the Mashuach Milchama? Omer Mazluki Breidu Nachma Tashma. Well, it says, Sgan and Mashuach Milchama should be Mahakam Baderach. If a Sgan and Mashuach Milchama were walking along, and a Mace Mitzvah bumps into them, talk about a Mace Mitzvah. It's a strange situation, but I guess he was walking along and bumped into them. It's more important for the Sgan to remain Tahar, because that's the whole point of being a Sgan. He's got to be available for replacement. It's nothing to do with his level of Kedusha. And therefore, she Yerubo Psuva Kohen Gadol, in just in case anything happens to Kohen Gadol, we need the Sgan to be available for Nichas Sgan, Unishar Mishtachtam. But I thought we just said the Mashiach Milchama comes before the Sgan. Yeah, that was in terms of if you're going to rescue one of them, instead of appointing somebody else, I mean, if he's going to die, we'll support somebody else. But over here, in terms of his usefulness to the Tzibur at this particular moment, we have to make sure he makes Torah. So, Kohen Kodem LeLevi. Now, for the same reason that a man comes before a woman, a Kohen comes before the Levi, and we always give him specific mitzvahs for greater belts, special mitzvahs. A Levi comes before Yisrael, his Mekudosh Yoser, and we see that the Torah actually uses the lashon of Kedusha. In both of these cases, one is called Kodesh Kodeshim, and the other one is called Kodesh. A Yisrael comes before a Mamzer. Now, this already must involve something else, because it's the same mitzvah you have on a mamzer you have on anybody else. A mamzer comes before in the scene with the Givonim that fooled Yehoshua into accepting them. And the scene comes before a ger who was just in his gayer. Again, we're not going to go through why all of this would be true. A ger comes before an eved, even though he's mishukrar and has all the dinim of a ger. But when is all of this said? Hey, Mata. This is only where we're talking about there being no other special significance. But let's say, if one is a Talmud Chacham, so then if the Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham, then who cares about the Kohen Gadol? If the Kohen Gadol is an Am Haaretz, the Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham, is going to come before the Kohen is an Am Haaretz. This is not a caste system over here. What we're saying is that there's various objective issues that define who would come first. But obviously, the Mila of the Chacham is greater, and therefore we're no longer talking about a level playing field in which we can apply these objective standards of who has more mitzvahs and so on. Now, Kohen Kodem LeLevi, says the Gemara, there it says the Farish. B'nei Amram, Aaron and Moshe, Vayibadel Aaron, like you show, Kodesh Kodeshim. It can't make it stronger than that. Here you have Aaron and Moshe, and Moshe is a pretty special guy. Nonetheless, it says that Aaron was taken above him, Vayibadel, to be Mekudesh Kodesh Kadosh, which means, assuming both of them are the same Daga, Aaron comes first because he is Kodesh. A Levi is Kodem LeYisrael, Shema Baita Yi Abdila Shemet Shevet Alevi. So, okay, so then there's a Habdol of Shevet Levi above Yisro. Yisro called him a Mamzer from his Sforah because one is Miuchas and one is not Miuchas, and Miuchas is a Milo. So we could trace back his parents to clear families and so on. Mamzer is before in the scene. Because after all, a mamzer comes from Zera Yisrael. So Zeba Mitipak Shira, Zeba Mitipak Sula. I mean, there's also an element of just the generic aspect of where your genes come from. A Nisim comes before a Ger, because Nisim have been with us for generations. So Zega Dali Manu Bigdusha, Zeloga Dali Manu Bigdusha. I mean, they're used to being Jewish. Well, even then, even that locally at the time of that. Yeah. We don't treat them in the same way than the friends of the Yifos. The Hafing is going to say that.
Right.
I think so.
And this is Hafing, the Hafing is a gear. So that we just, in this case, we disregard that because we disregard that in this world.
I'm saying we don't
take
that to account. It's not Makai Kedima, though. According to you, we should, if Atam Ager is Kedima, we should save a gear before Yisrael. So Ava means that Ava is Makai Kedima. The issue here isn't Ava, the issue is subjective standards for Kedima. As far as I know, it's something we have to look into. Zeba b'tifak shirav, zeba b'tifak. Nesim kodem l'ger, ze gadali manu b'kdusha, ze lo gadali manu b'kdusha. Ger kodem l'eved meshukhrar, even though an eved meshukhrar has a din of a ger, because ze haya b'klal arur, ze lo haya b'klal arur. After all, as Avraham Avinu pointed out to Eliezer, what can you do? You know, you're from Horur Kanaf. How are we going to change that? How do we know that that's true? Oh, thank you very much. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol is an Am Haaretz comes under a Mamzer who is a Talmud Chacham? That the Torah, the Chachma, is greater than pearls. And we dash that. I mean, not pearls. Pninim is a lashon of lifnai v'lifnim, which of course a pearl always is, but the idea over here is that, so even the partial word of a pninim is refers to it being hidden and inside of an oyster or something that you need to find as the prize inside. No. But in our terms, Sosa Remesu, Kohen Gadol, is nifnas, litznai, velitznim. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, v'dinu shiakdim eved mishufrar leger. The truth is, you would have thought by the standards of the Nesinim ger, that the Eved Meshuchrar would also come before the Ger, because after all, the Eved Meshuchrar has been hanging around for a long time. Maybe he's been in the family for 50 years. I mean, so he's much more familiar with the Minhaga Yisrael, the Mitzvot Yisrael, and so on. The reason that it's not that way is Ela Zeh Yabeklal Arur, Vezeh Lo Yabeklal Arur. Shalut Talmidav et Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. Why is it that people are certainly much more interested in marrying a Gioret than marrying a Shivcha who is Meshukhreret? And why would that be? I mean, isn't it technically the same, isn't it? Omar Lahem, well, first of all, people, it's not technically the same. Because Zoaita Bechlal Arur, the Zoloaita Bechlal Arur, I mean, a Gioret isn't, there's nothing Arura about a Gioret. But a shivcha was certainly compromised by our aura. Not only that, there's another issue. Dover Acha, Zo Aitaba Katkat Shamur. Zo Lo Aitaba Katkat Shamur. The shivcha is generally promiscuous. That's part of being a shivcha. I mean, that's the whole Gemara point. That's why Nebet even doesn't even want to be free, because promiscuity is just more desirable to him than having to worry about now the Isurim of Erba and so on. And so therefore, people don't want to marry a woman who is promiscuous. Hashem came, the Gioret, why should we assume that she's promiscuous? On the contrary, I mean, having had any desire to become part of Yisrael, it wasn't a question of laws and rules, it was a question of decency and her thought of like what she was going to be doing with her life, and she's sensitive to to becoming Yisrael. So she was undoubtedly was careful with herself. That's true, but still, it's not the same as being promiscuous. Shalut Amidav es Rebbe Elazar. How come dogs are loyal and cats aren't loyal? What do you expect? I mean, you know, take a look at what a cat eats. A cat eats mice. Now, I mean, after all, we're going to see later that if somebody eats from cheese that was nibbled by a mouse, it's bad for your memory. So imagine going around eating mice all the time. You don't have any memories. This poor cat doesn't even know who you are, basically. So, ma ha'ochel mimasha akbar ochel mishakeya. Ochel akbar atmal akad kamar v'kamar. I can't even expect anything from the poor cat. Shalut amidavet Rabbi Elazar. So, I mean, what about mice? Why are mice so nice? It's terrible.
The same as your
mice. Ma ha'ochel
moshlim
ba'arbari. We'll see it. Why is it that mice are universally detested? Everybody's after the poor mouse. I mean, what? I understand.
It's like Walt Disney.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, we all went out to be misakin. There's no cats in America in the whole business. I mean, that's also an issue. Nipnesha Suran Ra. You know, mice basically have bad midas. I mean, people don't like where they come from. You're kidding. Why is that? Mayi. Rova Matthew Gwine guys. You know what? You leave your shirt near a mouse. They'll take a bite out of your shirt. Just to be mean. They're certainly not gonna eat your shirt. I hate Mises to pieces, exactly. So, it's going to go after your shirt. I mean, that's just pure cruelty. And you certainly, I mean, can't blame people for hating cruel creatures like that. The Pope says, a shirt would be a halbitzer. I mean, maybe at least they can use it as chewing gum. They take a bite even out of a shirt to the Marageist. They'll bite down the handle of a hoe just to make you miserable. Now, how can you not hate an animal like that? There's five things that make you forget your learning. And one is eating from something that a mouse eats. But then, I mean, it's bad enough, the mouse. I mean, but once, I mean, the cat's part of this whole game. So if you eat some leftover cat food, it's not good for you. Eating the heart of an animal. Haragil b'zeitim, having too many of those olives on your pizza, and drinking water that was left over from washing in. One thing you never want to do, don't put one foot on top of the other in the shower. People have been known to fall through the shower stall, hitting their head and permanently losing their memory. The Yesh Arim and others say, going to sleep on your shirt. Bad idea. Although we say if you have a pillow in between them, then you hold it, it's not in the gas, so you put down something. I mean, we find that after all the crying, you sleep on the Big Day Kahuna, right? So some say, well, since the Big Day Kahuna, they don't cause you to forget, because, I mean, the decorum is related to the Big Day Kahuna. But others say that you put something in between it, so then there's no problem.
Didn't they duck after not sleep on it? And put it next
to it? No, it's only you have to say Kedusha, you don't sleep on it. Hamisha Dvorim Meshivi Metalib. Now, there's five things you can do to get your memory back if you did any of this stuff. One is Pat Pachamim, is to eat bread that's Pat Pachamim, that was barbecue. What is that called? There's a special name for it. When you put the dough on the actual hash. And it's for sure if you eat, I mean, that activated charcoal, that's heavy duty stuff. I mean, that'll get your memory back anything. So of course you can pekamim atzman. Also, beitza megugelet below melach, eating a hard egg, but don't put any salt on it. Haragil b'shemen zayit, eating a lot of olive oil. Haragil b'yayin u'bisamim, eating, drinking a lot of wine and b'samim. Asher semayim shel shiura yisa, drinking water that's left over after you make the dough. Others say dipping your finger in salt and licking off the salt. Harogel b'shem and zayit, that proves Rabbi Yochanan's contention. Rabbi Yochanan's contention is k'shem sha'zayit mishakeach mimuchal shivim shana, kak shem and zayit meishim mimuchal shivim shana. So you could forget all of the work that you did for 70 years eating too many pizzas, or olives on the pizza. But that's okay, because once you're into an Italian diet, you'll have a lot of shem and zayit, so that should make up for it. Haragil, which this is all the basis of a good Mediterranean diet for a Jewish boy. Haragil b'yayinu b'samim, that's b'sayeva rava, the amar rava, chamra v'recha nipikrim. Wine and the good smelling stuff, it sort of opens your brain up properly. Atovel, you know that cannabis smell, that sweet cannabis smell. Atovel et bo b'mela. Amarish Lakish, yeah, but you don't be a suave. I mean, it's not two fingers. You stick one finger in, you know? Rabbi Yehuda says one, not two. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you can stick in two, but not three. Rishima Nefa, now if you want to remember, just remember the Kmitza. The Kmitza is the finger next to your pinky, not the whole Kmitza. So put down your Kmitza finger, and what are you left with? Ignore your thumb. That's not even in the right line, so you. So you'll put two on one side, one on the other side, which reminds you that there's two shittas. Two and one. Now you got it. Don't think the two shittas were two and three.
You know,
you might have forgotten.
My mother always used to do that.
Yeah? Oh, maybe she just liked it.
Yeah. That was
the memory.
Put it on?
The egg.
No, the egg. No salt on the egg. Atzorah Dvarim Koshim Lelimu, there's 10 things that make it difficult for you to absorb your learning. Over Tachat Afsara Gamal V'Koshken Tachat Gamal Atzmo. If you go underneath the what do you call the Afsara?
The
bridle. Whatever. Certainly rain, I guess. I don't know if you call it that on a camel, but certainly if you go under the camel itself. However, being shnei gemalim, passing between two gemalim, that's a trinity trick. However, being shtei nashim, walking between two women, or for that matter, a woman who walks between two men. However, mitachas reach rash on the vela, and this is mitachas, but as Rash points out, whenever you're walking by a terrible smell, you're under the hashpah, so to speak, of that smell, because it's in the air above you. However, tachas hagesher shelo avru tachtav ma'im arboim yom, passing under a bridge where water hasn't flowed for 40 days, ve'ochel pat shelo b'shel kol tzarcho, eating uncompletely baked bread, ochel butzer mizuam alistron, somebody who eats meat when he hasn't used Listerine on his mizuam mouth. No, that is one of the signs. Somebody who eats meat out of a Zuma Listron. Now, Zuma Listron actually was a skimming kind of spoon that was used to take all of the, you know, the fat and dirt stuff that comes up on the top of a chicken soup. You want to skim that off or put it to the side. And this guy uses it to eat meat out of. It's low class, man. Vashotemi amat hamayim haover de beit hakvarot. Somebody drinks from a water pipe that's going through the basic forest. From his takel b'fnei hamet, v'yesh omrim afa korek tav sh'al gabei hakever, reading what is written on a kever is bad news. Now turn around, Bonner.
His
takel means to stare at. Yeah, that killed him.
But also the memories.
Yes. Yeah, but this is to make it hard to learn. It ruins your brain, so I don't remember.
Whether it's late or whether it's
yeah, here it's not Mechalik. And we know there's other issues about Ksav late, that it's, you know, the Kreikas Atuma is associated with it.
So you read it, but don't move your
brain. No. I thought you were asking Ms. Taka about the handmaid.
No, I was before.
Oh, you were?
Yeah,
no, that's better. Barnea does that.
Sorry.
The issue is mysterious. Tana Rabbana, Kisha Anasi Nichnas. Now, in terms of the difference of the levels of Kiddusha, when a Nasi comes into a room, Kol Ha'am Omdim, everybody stands. Vein Yoshvim HaChomer L'Am Shvu, and they only sit down when he says, at ease, gentlemen. Kishavez the nifnas, instead of the whole room standing, they make a shura mikan, mishura mikan, so just the people that are next to his path, they all stand up, and he doesn't have to tell them at ease. Actually, he shaved them from when he sits down, everybody sits down. Kishachacham nifnas, echad omeid lechad yoshev, then you have people popping up and sitting down again after he passes by four amas, and they are allowed to sit down. Hachi yeshev b'mekomot. B'nei chachamim, or to the kids, or even Talmidei Chachamim themselves who have arrived late, which is really not possible since it'll always be, on time, right? Because he's the one who's, Talmidei Chachamim is bunch of rabbin tzrichim lahem, even if everybody's sitting, normally if Talmud Chachamim, he's not supposed to cause people discomfort by walking into the room and forcing them out of the way or to stand up. But if they need him, Mapsian al Rashi'am, he can make his way over people's heads, which isn't very nice. Yatzal Atzer, when they go out to the bathroom, he kanez v'yeshev b'mekomo, he cannot come back in, even though this causes a disruption. B'nei Talmidei Chachamim, and the kids, where the parents, shemimunim avim parnas al tzibur, the parents are important to the tzibur, so bizman sheyesh b'em dat lishmoa, if the kids can at least understand something of the shir, they sit at the table that the father's sitting at, facing their father with their backs to the people. When they're too young to really understand what's going on, they face the people, show that they're not really part of the listeners. Rabbi Elazar ber Yitzchak Omer, even Zali when you're giving the shir, even if you come into a chasana, and so the Chacham is speaking, his kids are there with him. Osim otam snifim, you make them extensions so that they sit on the head table like an extension of their father. Omar mar, yatzal et sorak, you said before if you have to go out to the bathroom, you can come back in, even though that causes a disruption. Omar popolo amrela liktanim, and that's only if he had to leave, for urination. Avaligdolim, lo, he had no right to go out to a bathroom for anything beyond that. Because I have a little mizrach, not sure what kind of nonsense is that? A guy goes into a sort of what all of a sudden he realizes that's good to the bathroom, what is he an idiot?
Are we talking to the suit again?
Not or the shear, whatever. I mean, was he walking out to the bathroom in the middle? I mean, he could have gone to the bathroom before he walked in. The person should always be careful to check his bowels in the morning, early, and late at night, before he finds himself in the daytime, and then in the daytime, where's he going to find a place to defecate? I mean, he's going to have to go out where people don't see him. In the middle of the night, that's such a problem. And Ha'idna, but nowadays, the Chol Sha'alma, I mean, people no longer have the kind of control they used to have over their bowels. So Afilu the Dolim Nami, nowadays you consider it to be an onus, even for going out where you could have been voting yourself before. Rabbi Leder, Rabbi Tzedek Omer, we say, after Beit HaMishta, Osim Otam Snifim, Omar Rabbah, this is Dafka, Chaye Avihem Bisnei Av. It doesn't mean that these brats have a right to walk and do whatever they want, even when daddy's not there. If his daddy is there, they can sit next to him. But, I mean, if their father's no longer alive, or he's not attending, I mean, sometimes you find these kids that, I am so-and-so's son, and, they're bringing
whatever. Yes, sir, in the marshmallow.
Hefsher and the marshmallows?
So the rabbi, kosher marshmallows that continued with his hefsher years after he was dead.
Because his children were
there. Apparently.
I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this whole mission about the difference between the Nasi and the Avezin and the Nas and the Chokhan, that was a creation of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And it must have been that this mission comes from Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because what happened was like this. Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. Now, Rabbi Meir at the time was the big Chacham, and he knew everything. Rabbi Nassim was the Av Beis Din. And basically, the people at that point treated the Nasi and the Chacham and the Av Beis Din exactly the same. So when Rav Shimon Gamliel would come in, everybody would stand up. But Kiavi Ayla, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nuss, and the same thing happens. And then Rabbi Meir would walk and everybody would stand up. Rabbi Nuss would walk and everybody would stand up. Rabbi Shimon was beginning to think, what does that mean? We're all the same. I mean, that doesn't seem right. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lobo Lamahabi Akira, then Lididu, should there not be some way of seeing the difference between the respect accorded to a Nasi and the respect accorded to a simple Abbezin? So, he made a takon. And talking on this, he made a takon for the Nasi. Everybody stands up, they have to wait until he gets back to his seat, but for the Abbez, it's only two shurot, and for the Chacham, he just sort of pop up and sit down as he walks by. Now, of course, he managed to choose a day that Rav Meir and Rav Nosson were not around to make this takonim, which was probably a good idea. So, Ahu Yuma, lo havi Rav Meir the Rav Nosson Hassan. So they were out of town. They come in the next day, expecting everybody to treat them with dignity and to stand up. Lamocha kiyatsu, when they come the next day, causes a lo kami mikamayak at regular milsa. They see that people are not standing up the way that they used to. Omri, my eye, what's going on over here? Omalu, so they said to them, well, you know, yesterday we had a very important plenary session in which Rav Shimon Gamliel passed a new ruling. So, Rabbi Tucker and Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Meir says to Rav Nosson, well, I think it's time for us to do a couple of takanas of our own. Omalu, Rav Meir, Rav Nosson, look, I'm the Chacham, you're the Rav Besson. Nitzakim Yosek, Hiladidon, let's do to him what he did to us. I mean, this deserves a well thought out response. My novel, Glenn, how do we mess him up? I have a brilliant idea. We know he doesn't know Uktzin. Let's insist publicly that he teach us Uktzin. Then everybody will see he doesn't know anything. And at that point, we'll take over. So namely, Gali Uktzin Deletlein, the Kima Delogama, and when he says, and I'll have to admit, well, I don't really know it, we will then tell him, well, you know what the pasuk says. Ni yimalel glurot Hashem yashmiya kol tehilato. Ni ra'ui, l'mi na'el yimalel glurot Hashem. Who should be the one to be talking about all of these dinim? Ni shiachol la'ashmiya kol tehilato. I mean, if you can tell me everything that he has to say, so say it. And if not, you don't know what you're doing. So maybe we ought to switch positions, okay? Let's go up one position. Out with Rav Shimon Gamliel. You become the Nazi. I become the Abbezdin. And we do things right. Vaviana Abbezdin Vat Nazi. As usual, there's always somebody to mess up a good political move. So Rav Yaakov Ben Karshi overheard that.
Okay, why is that a good political
move? Omar, so he says, Dilma Katz for Sholem Atya Milsavi De Kisufa. I mean, this sounds like it might, Chas V'Shalom, come to embarrassing Rav Shimon Gamliel. No kidding. So he decides he's going to save Rav Shimon Gamliel. And also Yosef Achari leads to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he goes and hangs out in the penthouse by Rav Shimon Gamliel's house. And all night long he sits there. And he's Parshat, Goraz, Vatana, Goraz, and Goraz, Vatana, Goraz, Vatana. So he spreads himself out over there. He says it over again and again. And meanwhile, Shimon Gamliel can't get to bed. Some nut is out there saying over Uktzin again and again. And what? Oh, my mind to come out. Something's going on. Dilma, Chas V'Shalom, we could be in a Drasha meeting. Might there be some turmoil in the Beis HaMidrash? I wonder who. Yoyim Daite V'Garz. So he decided he's spending the night memorizing Uktzin.
I wouldn't show him.
And so, Lamachar, we'll hear about Lamachar, because that was such an exciting story. You do want to end on a cliffhanger.
There is an envelope.